next Kina, Kina Yagimo, Echo, Kiyogar, the letter Kalir, is a play on the words Echa. From the literal usual meaning, the literal meaning words, alas, it splits into two words, Echo. Where is the word Ko? Thus. Going through the Aleph Beis, the Paitan asks aloud, where is the word Ko? Referring to specific uses of the word Ko, and therefore specific events, such as Avram Avinu by the Bris Ben Avtarim, the Akedah by Yaakov and Lavan, by Moshe Rabbeinu, and by the Berachas Kohanim, who say Ko Tzbarachos B'nei Yisrael. And Rabbi Kalir contrasts it to the suffering and pains of the Jewish people and during the Korban and the destruction of Yerushalayim. Each paragraph compares a specific Ko that was a bracha, a connection between Hashem and B'nai Israel, to a destruction, to an aspect of the destruction. The Kina highlights an aspect of the tragedy described in Megillas Eicha, but never explicitly stated. That the tragedies of Eicha and the abandonment of the Yehuda and the Jewish people by Hashem stands in stark contrast to the covenant, the bris, between Hashem and B'nai Yisrael, and the Bechir of the Am Segula and Hashgacha Pratis showered upon Am Yisrael. It is in light of the earlier relationship between Ribbono Shalom and Avos and their descendants, B'nai Yisrael, that the tragedies of the Churban Bayis Rishon and Sheni and all the sufferings of the Jewish people throughout history is further compounded. So what does this have to do with us in Tisha B'Av, this discussion of the past sufferings of the Bayis Rishon and Sheni, the Kos? One of the challenges of living in a Medina Shel Chesed and a Gola Shel Chesed is to relate to the events of thousands of years ago, of hundreds of years ago. This is the challenge of Tisha B'Av. It's the difficulty to relate to the foreignness, the distance that I feel from the pains, the sufferings of the past. However, there's a mitzvah and we must try to connect to the suffering, the national historic suffering and tragedies of the Jewish people. One perspective, which is implicit in this Kina Yud Gimel, is to recognize the distance we are from Hashem, from the world of Ko. Ko describes a world where Hashem's presence, the brisim, the covenants, Hashem's brachos, are constant, Hashgacha Pratis is constantly among the Jewish people. The Hashem's presence, as Hashem created the Torah, Hashem is the center, and the Torah is the center of a Torah-centered world, is where the Jewish people are living. They're in a place, a mindset, where all the world of Ko bring up to mind, to the heart, to the soul, a deep connection and presence of Hashem. In a relationship B'nai Yisrael have to Hashem and between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. It is all, and that is this world of Ko that we are missing now. And it is also that we are this mourning, the lack of the, this is what we are mourning, the lack of the presence of Hashem in our lives. And the tragedy of Eicha, the abandonment of Yehuda and the Jewish people by God, stands in stark contrast to the covenant of Hashem and B'nai Yisrael. This tragedy that we discuss, this lack of the presence of Hashem in our lives, in the lives of Bnei Yisrael, the lack of Hashgacha Pratis, which allows for the tragedies of the Korban, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, the Golios, the sufferings in Europe, the Inquisition, the Holocaust, Stalin. This is symbolized by the lack of the word Ko. We've been Eicha rather than the word Ko. And in a world, we can at least feel the lack of God's presence. We can understand the lack of Hashem's presence in our lives and the lives of the B'nai Yisrael. And that is one aspect of what we're mourning on Tisha B'Av. In addition to the physical suffering of B'nai Yisrael, the historic tragedy of B'nai Yisrael, there are also suffering this lack of Hashem's presence in our lives. This world, we're suffering the lack of the Ko, where Hashem's presence and the Torah's presence is an axiomatic aspect of our lives. Yeah.